Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Oh, yes, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Good.
Great,
and what was the cause for again?
Oh, yes, sir. This is a basic survey on issues facing the community. For example, sir, are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Great. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. And there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and for local offices like state legislator. All right. Will you definitely vote in the primary? Probably vote, or you're not going to vote?
I will definitely vote.
Okay. And moving on, my other question is, I want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about the following people in this organization. The first one is Ron Kirk, sir. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Neither one. Oh, really? I'm not quite familiar with him. Sorry.
Oh. What about Joe Biden, sir? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Very favorable. Very favorable.
Okay. And Colin Allred, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Very favorable.
And Elizabeth Ginsburg, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I'm not familiar with those. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Planned Parenthood, are you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards that?
Who is that again?
Planned Parenthood? Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with him either. I'm sorry.
Well, Planned Parenthood is not really somebody, sir. It's just like an organization or an action. Planned Parenthood?
I'm for Planned Parenthood, yes. For it, definitely.
Oh, very or somewhat favorable, sir?
Very, very favorable.
Okay. And what about Nathan Johnson? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I have none at all, no.
Okay. And moving on, sir, we would like to know as well as Roland Gutierrez, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I do not, no.
Okay. And Victoria Nibe Criado, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
No, not at all.
Do you know her, or would you say favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay, would that be very or somewhat favorable, sir?
Moderately, very. Let's go with very, very favorable.
Okay. And moving on, sir, we would like to know as well as Yasmin Simon, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Favorable.
Very favorable.
Okay. Favorable.
All right. And moving on, sir, quickly, we would like to know as well as, bear with me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. All right, and Clay Jenkins, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Very favorable, Jenkins.
Okay. And moving on, sir, we would like to know as well is, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Yes, it's Simon.
Okay. And moving on, sir. Well, which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning and worker rights, or education, Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay, or guns? Sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons, or voting rights restricting on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy, or abortion, Texas law criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. Any of those that stand out to you, sir?
Yes, the last one, abortion rights for women. Very important.
Okay, sir. And moving on. And we would like to know as well, sir, is, so, hold on, sir. Yes. And, well, what would you say is the next most important issue, sir, from those that I've read, Would you say local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights, or education, Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay, guns, sensible gun sales law requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons, or voting rights, restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy? Any of those?
Gun rights, very very far gun rights, opposed to individuals holding guns. Yeah.
Oh, okay. In general, sir, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues, who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-job business-friendly message? Which one, sir, would you say that you prefer, the first or the second statement?
First one, please.
Okay. Okay, and moving on, sir. Well, I want to rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Yasmin Simon. I want you to tell me if that makes you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
Okay.
Okay, so the first one says, Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simon because she is the fighter with broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. That, does that make you definitely vote for her? Probably vote for her. Does not impact.
Yes, it helps me vote for her.
Okay. Would you say definitely or probably?
Probably. Definitely.
Yasmin Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Does that make you definitely vote for her? Probably vote for her. Does that impact?
Very definitely vote for her.
Okay. And moving on. So we would like as well, Yasmin Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Does that make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
I definitely vote for her.
Okay. And Yasmin Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedom, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesses. Does that make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
Very definitely vote for her.
Okay, and Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Does that make you definitely vote for her? Probably vote for her. Does that impact?
Very definitely vote for her.
Okay, and moving on, sir. We would like to know as well, is Yasmin Simon puts her money where her heart is, including a long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Does that make you definitely vote for her? Probably vote for her, or does that impact?
Very definitely vote for her.
Okay. In Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Does that make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
Probably vote for her.
And Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who know the value of hard working and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Does that make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
Very definitely vote for her.
Okay. And Yasmin and her husband have raised their three children in the Park City. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact?
It doesn't impact me, no.
Does not impact, no problem. And Yasmin will be a strong Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Does that definitely make you vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact?
Very definitely vote for her.
Okay, sir. And moving on quickly, Yasmin Simon will use her problem-solving skills as successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
Very definitely vote for her.
And Yasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Yasmin Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact?
Very definitely vote for her.
Okay. And Yasmin Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact?
Very definitely vote for her.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, thank you for your responses. Well, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic Party. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information, sir, about both Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Both.
Both?
I could make up my mind.
Nobody who you're leaning more towards?
Repeat the question again, if you would, please.
Sure.
Misunderstood.
Well, yes. Uh-huh. So Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issue include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg? Mm-hmm.
I can't say on that one. I'm sorry. I like both of them.
Okay, sir, we're moving on. Thank you for your responses. We're almost done. As you know, sir, political campaign these days often include negative statements about the candidates. I want you to rate if each of the following statements about Yasmin Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you. The first one says, Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she's a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. Does this definitely make you vote against her, probably vote against her, or does not matter?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? All right. And moving on quickly, sir. Well, Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Does this definitely make you vote against her, probably vote against her, and does that matter?
It doesn't matter. I agree with you. I prefer her thinking, but, you know, because of her spouse, I don't think that's correct. So
okay.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, no problem. And moving on, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Mayer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. Does this make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does not matter?
Does not matter.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, bear with me. Bear with me, sir. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Yasmin Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Does that definitely make you vote against her, probably vote against her, or does that matter?
It does not matter.
Okay. All right. And moving on, sir. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She's the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Does this make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does not matter?
It does not matter.
No problem, sir. Thank you for your responses. We're almost done. After hearing all this information, sir, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today, sir? Would you see Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Yes, ma'am.
Which one, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Simon.
Yasmin. Oh, Simon. Okay, no problem. And lastly, having heard all this information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for, like in your own words?
Safety and books.
Safety and
books.
No problem.
The book, yeah.
Safety and
the
books.
The book situation is the book thing is ridiculous. And for banning books, it'd be ridiculous. And also for school safety.
Okay. And personal safety. Great feedback, sir. Great feedback. All right. And moving on, sir, these last questions. All right. We would like to know your age, sir. Would you say you're 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or over 65?
No, over 65.
Oh, you sound very young. What was the highest level of education you have completed?
2 years of college.
Great. All right. And do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Progressive.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? Would you say African American, Latino, Asian, Arab, white, or a different race?
White.
Okay, and that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.